Sir Steeple. After the cabinet meeting, I think Rogers, he can look at this goddamn thing and we'll see what it is, but I'm not gonna, you don't need to discuss it. But I want you to tell Garmin that this is much too broad. I'm not going to have my personal files held there subject to subpoena. These men are not defendants. I'm getting them the hell out of there.
I relayed your message to Lynn Garmin already, sir, and I'm just about to talk to Secretary Rogers.
Is Rogers available?
Yes, sir. He hasn't started his luncheon yet with
the foreign minister. Just tell him that right after the cabinet meeting, I want him to look at this thing, and we'll do what is right. But we're not trying to hide anything or destroy anything, but by God, I'm not going to have them treat these people as criminals.
All right, sir, fine.
Not hold them in Ehrlichman, and tell Garmin I am really shocked that he's doing such a thing.
I gave him those words, and I think I got the message home to him, sir.
What did he say?
He
gulped.
He gulped and said, well, maybe you better send it back to me. And
that's right. Which I, did you mention the fact that that I could not have anything and that anything that's personal between me and them is mine.
Yes, sir. It
doesn't belong to them.
Explain that.
Goddamn his ass. He knows that. And anything in the national security area is mine. It doesn't belong to them. Anything else, and that gets out of there. I'm not going to have that locked up in the FBI. And goddamn him, you tell him to write something else out better and tell him off his ass fast or he's out as counsel at